Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, it had been a rumor for a week and a half or so, and people tried to tell you why it wouldn't happen, but it finally did happen. Deion Sanders, primetime, had his opening press conference yesterday in Boulder. He's going to be the Colorado Buffalo's next head coach. He's bringing his son with him, the quarterback. He said he'll have to compete for the job, but he's coming with me. Most likely the starting quarterback next year is Deion Sanders' son. But it's of interest because Nebraska plays – at Colorado next year.
It's of interest because it's prime of interest.
It's prime time in the Power 5, in the Pac-12.
Yeah, prime time.
Taking over a 1-11 football team. I thought what was really interesting about his press conference, he's like, if you want to transfer out, do it. You give me more space for guys I want to bring in here. That was a little bit, you know, that's not word for word, but he was basically saying, if you don't want to be here, fine. Get out of here because I'm bringing guys in. I want guys that want to be here. We're going to be tough. We're going to be, you know, all the stuff you want to hear from
I'll
a coach.
I'll tell you what, this is fascinating. And I'll tell you, this just in. I was watching TikTok videos of primetime yesterday, making the rounds at the stadium, seeing the locker room, then doing his presser. I know everybody, I mean, this just in. I get it. But man, he's got charisma.
He does.
Man, he's got
charisma. Oh, I love
he oozes charisma.
You got a little prime time, man.
Yeah. Now, this is I applaud Colorado. It's a you're kind of going out on a limb. He doesn't have that. I mean, what he did at Jackson stays amazing.
Yes.
But you're kind of going out on a limb because he doesn't have a ton of experience, right? But man, I'll tell you what the thing about him is he's got a lot of substance is what he has.
Oh, yeah.
That whole primetime thing, he had that video where he's in a bathtub and all that stuff back in the day, which is fine. But and a lot of people kind of form their opinion on primetime as a youth. Primetime is a dude now. I mean, I think he's going to be excellent is what I'm getting at. I think he's going to be an excellent coach and probably continue to rise. In fact, I'm a little surprised he didn't land a higher profile job in the Southeast. Who would it be? Auburn? Maybe not quite ready for Auburn, although I could see it.
There was a discussion a while ago that maybe Florida State before they hired Mike
Florida
Norvell.
Florida State.
Or if he was going to get fired, would go after him.
Okay,
possibly.
So Norvell is on solid ground now.
Yep.
Florida State went 9-3. If Norvell would have faltered this year, and it was, you know, Norvell has done a great job there, but it was shaky. If that would have faltered, I could see Deion Sanders in Tallahassee. Now, maybe this is just – now, if I were a Colorado fan, my concern would be, okay, he's going to get really good here, then go. He's going to go to a much bigger program.
Here was a couple – I want to read a couple quotes from Deion. And by the way, this was to a room that was full of current Colorado players.
Right.
On top of media and stuff like that. But here's a quote from Deion Sanders. He says, quote, "It ain't going to be no more of a mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably two decades now. I'm coming, and when I get here, it's going to be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in the portal and do whatever you're going to get, because if more of you jump in, the more room you make for my guys."
He's pretty old school.
To the players.
He's pretty old school. Now, some guys can't get away with saying those sorts of things, but he can. He can. And he's because of his charisma, he can get away with a lot. That's amazing that he said that.
How about this?
I like it. I do like it. I mean,
how about this quote from Rick George, the AD?
He's not going to coddle anybody, by the way. Go ahead.
Rick George, the AD at Colorado. He was asked how CU came up with the money to hire Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
He says, quote, "We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it, so I'm not worried about that piece." "We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll get it, so I'm not worried about that piece." Hello.
Tell Elizabeth that sometime.
Hey, honey. We don't have the money now, but don't worry.
We're buying this camper anyway. No, we don't have $40,000. But I want this Winnebago, and it's not $40,000. It's $140,000, and we don't have the money. But I'll figure something out. That's amazing. You know what? Well, I mean, how do you think that fan base will react to Prime? I think really well.
Well, they should. I mean, he's going to bring in good talent. My question to you is this. Is there any chance he just crashes and burns there?
Well, of course. There's a chance anybody crashes.
But you have more of a belief that he will have success there.
I do. I'm on the
train. I'm hearing a combination for people of what they think. You know, he could be great. He could crash and burn. This is not you know, the swag here.
Here's why I don't think he crashes and burns, because of what I said. Primetime has substance. You hear it. He is pretty old school, you know. Kind of reminds me of Mickey in a way, that way.
Yeah, that's true.
They're old school, straight shooting. You tell me if I'm wrong, but he doesn't strike me as a coach who's going to coddle anybody.
No.
It's going to flip there. I think things are going to change quick. Yeah, I'd watch them pretty close now.
Yeah, Colorado, like you said, has been pretty
terrible.
They've been irrelevant since Nebraska, you know, since early 2000s, right?
They had a little run with McIntyre.
McIntyre, right? Yeah, yep.
They had a little run where they got to the Pac-12 title
game.
You're right.
Yep. That was
with Mike McIntyre.
That was almost a fluke, it felt like, though.
It did. Generally, they've been poor.
Even
Tucker wasn't that great.
The year they came to Lincoln, they beat Nebraska, but they weren't good. He got fired. And then the first year of Mel Tucker, they beat Nebraska, and they also didn't make a bowl game that year. They're 5-7.
Yeah.
So the one year, they made the Pac-12 title game, but that's like the one year in the last 20 that they are respectable.
They've been down. Yeah, that Nebraska game out there.
I just tell you what. I mean, it was going to be a tough ticket no matter what. But you got two first-year head coaches. You got Matt Rhule from Nebraska. You got Deion freaking Sanders.
It's going to be fascinating.
It's going to be very hard to get a ticket out in Boulder next year.
You're trying, though,
game
right?
Game 2. I'll get a press pass, hopefully.
Oh, God. That's right. You can get a press pass. Hey.
What's wrong with that?
Is it Minnesota on a Thursday night road game and then Colorado road game?
That is correct.
That is it. If you're a Nebraska fan, you got to be thrilled, because those are two driving distance games, two very compelling games right out of the gate.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, you're starting against a Minnesota team that just finished 8-4, that's had your number. P.J. Fleck is, you know, pretty highly regarded at this point. You're going on a Thursday night to Minneapolis, okay, under the lights, and then you come back the next week and face Prime. Whoa. My God, Jake.
I think I saw that.
See, here's the thing about Nebraska. Even though it's been down, the storylines have remained compelling, right? Right?
Yeah, it is very compelling.
It's amazing. Matthew, compared to Nebraska situation, what's that mean?
Sure, but we want to talk about Deion in Colorado probably.
Okay.
Okay, let's get a call from Matthew. Matthew, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, real quick before you guys get to the best game show in sports radio, of course. There's a lot of talk about Colorado falling off with Deion, and I'm sure I missed the window of time here. But
we're good.
The thing that strikes me is we're talking about how far they have fallen, and we all know that Nebraska had started at a higher level, so therefore we fell to a lower level. But
yes,
I see so many like comparables with this situation, and honestly, I think Deion can recruit at the highest mm-hmm. level because just like Mickey, just like you were saying, Sip, he speaks college football. He speaks the blue blood language of college football. Hey, you don't like it here, either you wait your turn or you can sit or transfer, right?
Yes.
Now, here's my thing. I think you're right, Sip. It is something to keep an eye on because I don't think it's going to be a 3 to 4 year turnaround. Even if he doesn't stay for long term, what college football coach does anymore, guys? Honestly, this is probably, you're right, a 2 to 3 year thing for Colorado, but...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
A lot like what's happening here at Nebraska, right? We're not expecting him to be here all 8 years or 10 years. It's a quick turnaround and on to the next one. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having
me. All right. Thank you, man. Yeah. It's a good phone call.
You know, yeah, it is a good phone call. I mean, I don't like to do that where I just – hey, Matthew, I do – I mean, we're on the same page here, but I try to resist just automatically saying this guy's going to only be here for a little while and leave. You never know, right? I mean,
you don't know for sure.
No. I mean, there are guys that stick.
But so here's the deal with Deion, though. If Deion is successful at Colorado, you think he wants NFL, right?
Perhaps.
I mean, that's a guy that was an absolute NFL star. Now, you can't recruit, you recruit free agents and stuff, but you're not recruiting young players. You can't, like, get a top five class. Does he enjoy...
What do you mean? Why can't he get a top five class?
I'm talking about as an NFL coach.
Oh, as an NFL,
like, does he like the recruiting element of that, or does he want to be an NFL coach when all is said and done?
I don't know. I think if you look, I hate doing this over the air, but I think if you look, Prime has said he doesn't want any part of the NFL. Hmm. I think if you look, you'll see that. It seems like I've read that. Check it out while I'm talking. I don't. Now, here's the thing about Deion Sanders that would give me pause if I was a Colorado fan, okay? Jake, you always hear Trev Albert say this. Are you checking it out?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure
just say,
out.
Just Google Deion Sanders NFL thoughts.
That's exactly what I have Googled here. I don't see anything on it yet.
Okay. What does Trev Alberts always say about Nebraska? No one person is bigger than the program, right? No one.
Is Deion bigger
than the Colorado program? It already feels like he is a little bit. And what if he gets good there? What if Colorado gets good? See, I say, what if he gets good? Oh, I mean, it's does it feel like this is a guy that could be a lot bigger than the program, right?
Well, that's why I don't know if he's there long term.
I mean, yeah, now you
and they don't care if he's successful and get out of here.
You can turn around that conversation and say Saban's bigger than Alabama. I don't know though.
That's a pretty big program.
They had Bear Bryant.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
I don't think he's bigger than Alabama. Right. I think he fits right where he needs to be.
But you see what I'm saying about primetime?
Yes.
I mean, he's kind of going to a place that's been off the radar. Now it's on the radar. Why? Because of Deion Sanders.
Because Deion's there.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Right.
Enter the portal. I'm bringing my own guys.
Right. If they would have hired Scott Satterfield.
Right.
You ain't making a splash.
Nope.
Right? I mean, maybe if you hired Jim Leonard. That's kind of splat, kind of, but it ain't prime time, right?
Someone says Deion's shtick would not fly with grown men in the NFL. He can do that with 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with the Jake, now, what you're finding is I'm kind of a prime time fan.
I like prime time. I hope he's successful.
I don't think it's a shtick because shticks – suggest it doesn't have depth. See, I think Prime has a lot of depth. I think there's a lot there.
It's going to be interesting to see how.
Oh, come on. What is his record, Jackson State?
It's very good.
Yeah, that's depth. He knows how to coach a football team.
We will see. Looking forward to seeing how it goes for Deion and Prime Time in Colorado. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Another good week for you last week. 4-1. You lost Friday, but you were going for an undefeated week, and you lost on film Friday.
Yeah,
but you've been doing well on Mondays recently.
Pretty bad loss.
So speaking of Deion Sanders and all these different coaches, how about college football head coaches? I'm not tricking you. It's not like anybody just jumped to a job.
Okay.
These are coaches that were at their places this year and are still at their places this year.
Okay. I should be good at this.
College football head coaches, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open for you, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip in trivia. Again, college football head coach is today's topic. I'm not tricking you guys. There's not anybody that's jumping to jobs or just got fired. These are all guys that were there this season. The lines are open, 464-5685.
People are intimidated.
They are.
I can see why. What,
wait, you're on fire. What is it, 44-20 you are now, something like that?
I think
you lost
45-20.
45-20. You're on a heater. You feel good about this. So today, today though, I'm giving you the school. You tell me the coach there. I'm not giving you, hey, here's the coach's name. What school
got
is
it.
He at?
Well, yeah.
A little tougher.
Yeah, the lines are flooded now.
There they are. Okay.
Cole,
how do you feel about college football head coaches today?
I feel okay.
Feels okay?
Feels good.
You feel better then?
I feel okay.
All right, Cole, first question goes to you. Here we go in trivia. Who is the head coach at Boston College?
Oh, I have no idea. This is not a good start. Pass.
Deep breaths.
I don't know. I don't have a guess.
You got a pass? No guess at all?
No guess.
All right, I'll give you the horns.
Former Ohio State something or other, but I don't have his name, so I'll pass.
Oh, he passed. Jeff Hafley. Yes, he was at Ohio State.
Former
offensive coordinator.
OC, yeah.
Okay, 0-0 tie. Sip, first question. Who is the head coach at Duke?
Oh, okay, he's football. A big football. Dude. He's a big dude. He's a big dude. Former lineman. Can't come up with his name. Big dude, former lineman. I mean, he's probably 6'3", 260.
5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't got it.
No guess. Do you want that one or not, Cole?
I know it's his first year, but I can't remember his name.
Okay. Well, his name was Mike Elko. Mike Elko. 0-0
tie. Right, I got to lock in.
For the lead, your last question here, Cole. Who is the head coach at San Diego State?
Jeez, this is embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed.
I have no idea. Bob Devaney.
Bob Devaney.
Good guess.
No, it's not. Sip, do you want San Diego State's head coach?
I'm troubled by this. Because I know who it is, and I can't come up with his name. Used to coach at Michigan, right?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Pass.
Brady Hoke. God. Yes, he did coach at Michigan. You're right. All right, no answers correct yet.
See, right now the engine's not firing.
Make it better. This is for the win.
It's cold.
For the win. For the win.
I'm not out of gas. Yeah, maybe it is out of gas.
Who is the head coach at Fresno State?
Oh,
this is yours. This is Sip's question.
Oh, okay.
This is Sip's question for the win.
Jeff Tedford.
Another good start to the week. It is Jeff Tedford. We'll get you a bagel and coffee, Cole. Well, thanks for calling in and calling down the road. There he goes.
How did I not come up with Brady Hoke?
I don't know. I don't know how you did.
Engine's not firing.
Tiebreaker real quick before we get out of here. I like this question, so I want to ask it. How many current D1 head coaches have been at their current school since 2010 or before?
Okay, D1, yes. 130 teams.
Right.
130 teams in D1, and these, how many coaches have been there since 2010?
Or before. Yep.
Or before?
Since, yeah.
Out of 130?
Mm-hmm. At their current school.
12.
Nine.
Not a bad guess.
Not bad. I didn't write all the names down, so I'd give them to you, but I don't know the names.
No, you're fine.
But congrats to you,
Thank
Sip.
You.
Another good start to the week. It wasn't pretty, but you got a win.
How did I not get Brady Hoke? Why does the brain not function?
I can't answer these questions for you.
You have those moments, though, too, where a name just doesn't come
Absolutely.
To you. Brady Hoke, I mean, last I remember Brady Hoke, he was losing to Nebraska in the Big House.
Yes.
And it was not pretty.
Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, and Tommy Armstrong.
Tommy.
Yeah, running the option. I mentioned
that
play all
Devin Gardner,
the time.
Wasn't it, for Michigan?
It was absolutely Devin Gardner.
We're in 98th. Yeah. Quarterback, we're in 98. It's dumb. Stupid.
Hey, those fans were pissed when Nebraska won that game. Ugly pissed.
Well, now they're happy because of the playoff undefeated season.
Yeah. Jim, hey.
Jimmy.
Got him going.
Spillover's next, an early break in the ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.